Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you achieve more balance in your life? You know, have you ever felt like at the end of the day, you're just completely wiped out and you just came through a crazy storm and that you have all these obligations and responsibilities in such a way that you feel completely depleted and you just feel like saying, why do I have to do so much stuff? Why can't I get my life balanced? Or has someone said to you, your spouse, your wife, your lover, your kids, someone you care for, hey, I never get to see you anymore. I miss you being here energized because you've just kind of torn your life apart and given it to everybody all over here, but I'm not getting anything from you anymore. Or have you ever just sensed that, you know, your priorities are out of whack, that, you know, you've compromised so much for your career or for other things that you thought you were supposed to do at the cost of your health or your joy or your sanity or your time off? What do you do about all that? Well, let me share you a couple strategies and a couple concepts and ideas about balance and how you can have more of it. Now, first and foremost, if you are already a person who's like, dude, there's no balance, this is stupid, I'm moving on, you really need to watch this video because that's become part of the popular victim mentality of the world. This belief that, well, look, there's never any balance, there cannot be balance. I'm like, come on.
don't be an extremist in your life. You know, don't be the person who throws the baby out with the bathwater and who just makes globalizations like that, because that doesn't make any sense. You know, the way I look at it is, have you ever seen a kid start to ride a bike? It's like their first time on a bike, and they start going down the street and they're just a hot mess. They're like all over the place, you know, they're falling down, they're getting back on, they're going this way and that way with the front tire, like they're barely hanging on. You're just like, oh, please don't die, you know? If you've ever seen a kid ride a bike, you saw them over a period of time start with little to no balance and develop better balance and then proficiency. That's the same way that you manage your life agenda. You know, if you're like right now, you feel like you've crashed and you're just completely out of balance, or you just feel like you're in this constant sort of road rage of trying to keep everything together, well then, that's okay. There's always better balance. There's always the next level of proficiency at managing your life. So don't quit, don't get jaded. Never be that person who just says, well, it's not possible. There's no such thing as work-life balance. That's become very popular in our culture because our culture gave away their lives to work. Our culture made lots of excuses and reasons and made it socially acceptable to give away their lives' career. But you don't have to do that. There is a way to achieve balance, and let's talk about that. First and foremost, if you're ever gonna do it and you're ever gonna get better at it, a greater level of proficiency, you need to decide, why do you need it? I know that sounds so basic, but everything we know about so much of human behavior and motivation comes from that question of, why do I care about this? Why is it important to me? Why is it meaningful to me? And a lot of people haven't really revisited their life for a long time, and so they're just kind of taking on more obligations, more projects, more things to do, diving deeper into sort of distraction without ever saying, what's really important to me right now? Why do I want more balance? And what does that mean to me specifically? So for example, you might say, you know what, more balance to me, Brendan, is important because I just want to have more sanity in my life and I want more time with my kids. And I would say, well, what does that mean exactly, more time with your kids, as an example? And you would say, well, I want to have more time at the dinner table that I'm not worried about how to go text something or respond to this email. Or you might say, well, Brendan, I want to get 2 more hours of sleep every night because recently we had a kid and it's impossible and everything's going crazy. Whatever it is for you, you need to know, why do you want it? And what specifically would it look like? A lot of people bemoan, well, there's no possibility of having balance because they've never set a goal for what balance means and worked diligently towards it. They said, this is what balance means to me, here I go. For example, I said for me, health and vitality, that is important for me. I need to have that in my life. But there was a point in my life where it went away. So I started instituting that I was going to work out every other day for an hour. And some people say, well, that wouldn't be possible in my life. Well, it wasn't possible in mine either. I had to make it happen. We're all gifted with the same amount of days in terms of the hours in each day, I should say. And if that's true, then it's on us to decide how we're going to protect those times. If you said you're gonna have dinner with your family that night, have dinner with your family that night. If you said you're gonna work out, work out. Obviously, things come up in our lives, and I don't mean to be so hard on people in that I'm not understanding, because the easiest thing to do is say, well, Brendan, you don't understand. You don't understand why my life is out of balance. I've got 14 kids, 4 jobs, 4 mortgages, and everybody hates me. You know, I don't know what your story is. But a lot of people have that big woe is me story. And I go, look, your story's not that original. We all have big demands. We all have career. We all got to earn money. We all got to take care of family. We all got to stay healthy. It's just that some people block that and protect it more than other people do. So here's how you can simply get more of your life back. Number one, most important thing you have to do is decide, why do you want balance and where do you want it? Number two, the thing that you have to do is immediately remove distractions. Most people aren't out of balance, they're in distraction. It's not that there's a lack of balance that's available to them, it's that they're watching hours of television or hours of content that doesn't add value to their life. Doesn't, like this video I hope is adding value, it's giving you content instruction for what to do. A lot of folks spend time just looking at lifestyle magazines or, you know, people magazines or watching, you know, silly news that has nothing to do with anything but gossip and tripe and scandal. And that's not going to help you ever achieve balance. Get rid of those things that aren't adding value to your life and you start to realize, wow, I got another 3 hours to play with the day. Matter of fact, did you know that the average American watches 4 hours of television a day? Now, you might not watch 4 hours of television a day, but let's say you consume 4 hours of media between Facebook and Twitter and Instagram or Pinterest, between the television, between magazines, between all this random stuff that you pay attention to. If you didn't consume that and you got, let's say, 4 hours of the day back, that would change everything. That 4 hours a day over the average adult lifespan is 13 years, 24/7. If you got back more than a decade of your time, would it be worth it? Well, then all you would have to do is get rid of more distraction each year of your life, each week of your life, each day of your life. I really look at it very closely each day and I go, what could distract me? And I'm aware of when I'm in distraction because that time going to distraction is stealing from opportunity or joy or balance in all these other areas, right? I know that makes sense to you, so make sure you do that. The third thing you have to do is say no. It's time to set some boundaries and stop saying yes to everything. And this is the point where Brendan says, people say to me, well, Brendan, you don't understand. I can't say no to these projects. I can't say no to the meetings. I can't say no to these things. I can't protect my time. I can't do these things, as an example, at work because, you know, my boss wouldn't like that. And I always go, hey, there's probably a lot of things your boss doesn't like about you already, right? So who cares? It's one extra thing your boss might not like about you when you start setting boundaries. At least it's protecting your sanity. Set the boundaries. Start saying no to people. And don't apologize for it. Just be real about it. Say, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't do that because I've previously agreed to these other things. Sorry, I can't do that because I have this I must go do. I have this email response in my life that I send out to people. I always get these requests, Brendan, can you do this, can you do this? And they're always last minute requests. So I write to them, I say, you know what, thank you so much for thinking of me. I'm sorry I can't participate. The reality is that I have projects and priorities that have been scheduled for months and some of them for years. And I can't drop those off or cut in line for you because your last minute request, because that would be unfair to the other people who were thoughtful and scheduled a long time in advance. I know this is important to you, but unfortunately, I'm already scheduled and unable to participate. I wish you all the best, Brendan. No apologies. Sometimes you have to learn to say no, because where you've said yes in too many areas, that's all these hours you're handing out, right? That's the way I want you to think about it. All your yeses to other people, those are hours. And the more hours you hand out, the less balance you feel. So at some point, you have to stop handing out so many hours to people. Now, at this point, you might be thinking, but you don't understand, my life is out of balance because I just recently had kids, or I recently got sick, or this recent thing blew up in my business and everything's crazy. And to those times, all you can do is to do your best and allow yourself to struggle for a little while, but have the intention to get back to balance. That's where people get jaded, is they struggled for so long but never had the intention or the goal or the ideas or the structure or the ability to say no or get rid of distraction. And so they gave away their balance and never tried to return to it. Sometimes life takes away our balance. You know, many of you know I had a brain injury in 2011. And when I had that brain injury, it took me out of balance for a year and a half. But every day I was working back towards getting more balance in my life. And it just has to be a desire. And I don't make it light. It's hard. It's a struggle, but you deserve to give yourself that permission to start saying no, to start protecting your time, so that you can move back into more hours. And with more hours, then you can be more judicious about where you spend your time to getting back a little bit more of that balance. You might not be able to get all of it, but you'll get more of it back. And then the last idea, be more explicit in communicating your boundaries. Be more explicit in communicating your time. So if you're gonna go to a meeting, sit down and say, guys, I have 45 minutes today for this meeting. Can't go a second over. And they're like, oh, okay. And stop going over on your times. If you said you were gonna work out for an hour, work out for an hour, stop, go. A lot of the, what I call bleed time, ends up taking away from our balance. Bleed time is those things where you go over on things that you didn't need to go over on. You know, that one cocktail with your friend ended up being on 16, you know, and you lost the entire night now. Or that one, you know, lunch meeting you were gonna have turned into 4 hours and now you've lost the day of work. Or that one show you were gonna watch before getting back to work turned into a whole season. And you're like, oh no, the night is gone. That's called bleed time. It's where so much time just dissipates because you didn't stick to your mark. So set your boundary, communicate it clear with people, and don't go over on things anymore. A lot of people, if they just started with the intention, said, we're only gonna do this for this much time, and then we gotta go, if they stuck to that, they would get better balance. And then here's the last idea, very simple for you. If you want more balance in your life, you need to improve your health. You need to get back and get in balance in your well-being, and that begins with sleep, that begins with meditation. If you add more sleep and you add more meditation, you are more focused throughout the day, you are more productive. We can prove by neuroscience you gain 30% more cognitive ability, and that just means you're much more efficient and effective throughout the day, so you get more done, so you can be more balanced, so you can deal with stress better, so that you're stronger to say no to people, so that you recognize and see distractions versus getting sucked into them. All these things will help you get back in control of your life. You might not ever gain perfection. You might not ever gain perfect balance, but you can get better balance, and you must believe in that. When you start developing better balance, you start to experience what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get
templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. It's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.